Welcome to the Every Nation Taipei podcast. We're here to help you know God, discover your purpose, grow in your relationships, and make a difference in Taipei, Taiwan, and beyond. We hope this message encourages you today.
We're starting to a whole new series called Mission Field to Mission Force.
那我们今天会开始一个新的系列，那中文翻译过来就是我们要从宣教合场成为一个宣教的力量。
I remember coming here 15 years ago.
我记得15年前我来到这个台湾。
And part of a mission, a short-term mission team from New York to help get this church started.
那时候是纽约来的短宣队，然后我们在这边来执堂。
And we had teams from New York, we had a team from North Carolina.
我们那时候从纽约，然后那个North Carolina,
yeah, from the United States. And then a team from Manila in the Philippines. Probably a couple teams from there. And so we're all just coming here to help this church get started. And I know my salvation, I got saved in a church in Hawaii that was started by missionaries coming from Texas and Arkansas.
我记得那时候我一开始得救的时候，在夏威夷，那个我们夏威夷的教会也是美国德州有一些人来成立。
And my wife got saved in a church that was started by missionaries from all across the states.
那我太太她的教会，她那时候得救的教会，她是很多美国人来成立的。
And so we are so thankful for the work of missionaries who've come to help things get kicked off.
所以我们真的很感谢这些宣教士来帮我们成立这些教会。
But now that we're in our 15th year, it's time for us as a church to grow up.
但是现在我们教会已经15岁了，所以我觉得是应该我们要长大了。
Amen. We're in our adolescence.
我们已经是青少年的时期了。
As teenagers now, we can do chores.
我们在青少年，我们可以做点家事。
Get a job.
我们去工作，打工。
Start contributing.
那我们可以开始有贡献了。
What really we want to do is we want to start training up because we believe that this church and this nation is called to send missionaries out into other nations.
那我们要开始训练装备，因为我们相信这个教会还有这个国家，我们要差遣宣教士到外面。
I mean, we already export chips all around the world.
那我们已经就是半导体这些，我们都已经在出口了。
And everybody knows about Taiwan. If for nothing else than that, it's you know the point of conflict between the U.S. and China.
大家都已经知道台湾，然后如果不知道台湾呢，至少有听过，就是我们跟大陆有一些冲突啊。
But I think as an island nation, we have a lot more impact than our size.
对，就是我们是一个小岛国，但是我们的影响力是比我们的这个面积要更大的。
And so as a church, we just want to step into that.
所以身为一个教会，我们就真的要拥抱这个事实。
And say, let's quit being a church that's just looking for handouts and for other people to come help us. And let's be a church that goes to help others.
我们不要就是维持像一个教会，就是我们要一直等别人给我们祝福，我们要出去祝福别人。
So, quick show of hands, how many of you are missionaries, have been missionaries, have gone on a short-term mission somewhere?
Okay, 我们现在就调查一下有没有人就是去过短宣，或是现在是宣教士，或是以前的宣教士。
Awesome. I love that. It's probably like half the congregation already.
可能一半的人都有这个经验。
For the rest of you, what are you waiting for?
So, 其他人在等什么？
No, we're going to just start sending mission teams. We already have, I think, 3 mission teams coming this year to come help us. So we need to start sending some teams out to help others.
我们今年已经有三个宣教团队要来拜访我们，那我们也要开始差遣宣教士到国外。
Because I want to tell you something. This is a great church.
我告诉你，这个是很棒的教会。
If you've met some of the people in this church, there's some folks who just really know God.
如果你认识了一些这边教会的朋友，有些人是真的非常认识神
，and have seen God do great things in their lives，
然后看过神在他们生命中做一些非常奇妙的事情。
And so we're going to get out and share that。
所以我们要出去去分享这些事情。
So this next series is going to take us through July and August。
所以这个系列我们会七月和八月都在讲这个。
It's going to be a mix. We're going to be sharing some of the key principles that have helped us as a movement, every nation. What has helped us become from just a small start to now being a movement of churches。In what are we in 80 something nations now?
Yeah. 对，我们会先分享一些圣经的原则，就是我们从一个小小的教会、小小的组织，变成现在全世界有八十几个国家都有我们的教会。
So we'll share those principles.
所以我们会分享这些圣经的原则。
But we're also going to have testimonies from some of the missionaries who are a part of this church.
那但是我们也会有一些见证，就是在我们教会有参与的一些宣教士们，他们会分享他们的故事。
To share what they've learned in their experience of becoming missionaries.
那他们会分享啊，他们在做宣教这个工作的过程中学到了什么功课。
So we're starting today.
所以我们今天就开始。
So our series is called There we go. Mission field to mission forest.
那我们这个新的系列就是从宣教合唱变成宣教的力量。
That's great. We're taking Taiwan to the nations.
对，我们台湾人要出去到万国。
And our first our first sermon is called the motive. The motive behind going from a mission field to mission forest is to honor God.
那我们今天要讲这个从宣教合唱变成宣教的力量的动机呢，是要荣耀神。
And when we talk about going from a mission field to a mission force, it's more than just we as a church becoming a mission sending agency.
所以我们讲这个主题并不是不只是说我们要差遣更多的宣教士。
But it's also all of us shifting our mentality from being takers to being givers.
但是我们也是要改变自己的心态，我们不是只是接受别人的祝福，但是我们要成为别人的祝福。
Ultimately, this is the heart behind the gospel.
这才是福音的这个精髓。
And this is the heart behind Christianity.
这是基督信仰的精髓。
Christianity is an organization that exists for all those who are not a part of the organization.
是我们这个基督教，你可以把它看成是一个组织，但是我们组织是要为了这些不在组织里面的人而存在。
And so what it takes for us to truly live a Christian life is to have a heart to give to others.
那我们要怎么样活出基督的生命？我们就是要奉献我们生命给其他人。
In fact, the Bible says it this way, that greater love has no man than this, than to lay down his life for someone else.
圣经上说，最伟大的爱就是舍己，把自己生命舍给朋友的这个爱。
And Jesus said, in the end, Christianity is simply this, loving God and loving other people.
圣经上说，基督信仰其实非常的简单，就是爱神爱人。
And to be honest, we as Christians have so often messed that up.
我们身为基督徒，我们常常没办法做到这点。
We've made it about what we can get.
我们常常会想说，哦，我们要拿，可以拿到什么？
We've made it about, you know, being more and more religious.
我们会想说，哦，我们要这个宗教主义，要做更多更多的事情。
But we want to get back to really what the Bible says and how Jesus lived.
但是我们要回到圣经上到底说了什么？耶稣他是怎么样子活？
So the motive behind going from a mission force to a mission field to a mission force is to honor God.
对，那我们从宣教合唱成为宣教力量这个动机就是荣耀神。
And we honor God, number one, because obviously He is worthy of honor.
我们荣耀神，为什么？因为他是值得被我们尊荣的。
I mean, He created the world and He gave us life.
因为他创造了宇宙万物，而给我们生命。
But also because honor is simply a good way to live our lives.
但是这荣耀就是一个生活这个好的方式。
When we live a life always looking to honor those around us, it just begins to affect our world.
如果我们的生命中我们一直找机会想要尊荣其他人的话，那其实会对周围会有好的影响。
How many of you would much rather go to a place of work where everybody respects each other?
你们是比较宁愿去一个工作职场，是大家都会尊重彼此的。
It's kind of like a no-brainer, right?
这是很明显的吧。
And that's all. So when the Bible says we should live lives of honoring, it's already actually inside of us.
我圣经上说我们要尊重其他人，其实这就已经在我们内在就已经有。
And when someone disrespects us, we pick up on it immediately, and there's something inside of us that says that's not right.
如果有人不尊重我们心里就觉得这好像不对。
Because we're created to honor.
因为我们被创造就是要去尊荣。
And so when God says you should honor me, it's not because He's lacking in honor.
神说你要尊荣我，并不是说他没有荣耀。
It's not because He's feeling insecure in His role as God.
并不是说他觉得好像有点不安全，对自己没有什么信心。
But because it's actually the best value for us to live by.
但其实他这样讲是因为我们这样子活是最好的。
And so God is so easy to honor.
要荣耀神其实是很简单的事。
It's an easy place to start.
是一个很简单的这个出发点。
But then out of a lifestyle of honoring God, we start to honor others.
从这个生活心态开始，然后我们也可以荣耀其他人。
We're going to be looking at Psalm 145.
那我们今天要读的是诗篇145篇。
People who study the Bible say that this is actually like the pinnacle of all the Psalms.
那有些人的读圣经的学者，他们说这个是诗篇的最高峰。
And of all the psalms that David wrote, there's 150 of them. This is the only one he says, now this is my psalm. This is a psalm of David. This is one that I wrote.
那在诗篇150篇里面，然后大卫他写了很多的诗篇。那这一个诗篇，他就说这是大卫的诗，这是我写的。
And so we're going to take from this psalm, what does it mean to honor?
所以我们从这个诗篇来看，荣耀神是什么意思？
We'll start with the first one. I will exalt you, my God and King, and praise your name forever and ever.
从第一节开始念，说我的上帝，我的王啊，我要尊崇你，我要永永远远称颂你的名。
And so the first thing that we realize is that honor is something that's personal.
那我们第一个看到的是这个荣耀是在个人关系之内的。
It says, I will exalt you.
他这边写说我要尊崇你。
So it starts with each of us making, this is a personal decision that you make.
所以这个出发点是我们自己，我们要做这个决定。
And I love that it puts God in that second person you. It's that face to face. I will honor you.
他这边说我要遵从你，是我跟你这个关系。
And so honor begins out of a personal choice in our hearts.
所以这个荣耀啊，尊荣前神是从我们的心里做这个决定。
And let me tell you, when you come into a relationship like that with God that's personal, you, me and you, it'll change your life.
如果你跟神进入到这个我跟你的个人关系之内，这会改变你生命的。
And so even if you've never felt like you've connected with God before,
所以甚至如果你现在觉得你好像从来没有跟神有这样子的连接，
this is just a good way to start.
这是一个很好的出发点。
And even if it seems like God isn't listening,
甚至有时候你可能觉得神好像没有在听你说话。
Even if you feel like God's not present,
即使你觉得神现在不跟你同在，
I can assure you God hears and knows everything that you think and say.
我可以跟你保证，神他知道你一切的想法，一切所说的话。
And so just start taking a step to say, okay, God, I want to honor you.
所以要鼓励你就踏出这一步，说跟神说，我想要遵从你。
And you can start with simple things.
你可以从很简单的事物开始。
Thank you for giving me life.
说谢谢你给我这个生命。
Thank you for creating the world.
谢谢你创造宇宙万物。
Thank you for giving me my wife or my best friend or my family.
谢谢你赐给我我太太、我先生、我的朋友还有我家人。
All the things that you appreciate in life.
这生命中你所喜爱的一切事物。
You just start by saying thank you.
你就开始跟神说谢谢你。
Thank you for putting me in Taiwan where they have such amazing food.
谢谢你把我放在台湾，我们这边有很好吃的食物。
Thank you for my good friend Darren, and he can speak Chinese and English.
谢谢 Darren, 他可以讲英文跟中文。
And help me learn Chinese more.
神帮助我学中文。
Something like that, you know.
这种东西， right? 这很简单。
It's just part of a personal conversation with God.
这是你跟神这个对话的一部分。
Because communicating out of respect is always the best way to communicate.
用尊重去沟通是最好的沟通方式。
And so just start that with God.
所以你从跟神从这个地方开始。
One other thing, I think here when it talks about my God and my King,
他这边说我的上帝，我的王。
Just two aspects of our relationship with God.
是我们跟神的关系有两个不同的层面。
We honor God as God.
那神他是上帝，他是神。
This is looking at God's transcendence.
那我们看到他是超越宇宙万物的这个神。
The fact that He can do things that we can't even begin to imagine doing.
他可以做一些我们完全无法想象的事情。
Creating the world.
像是创造宇宙万物。
Giving us life.
赐给我们生命。
These are things being with us at all times.
或者是永远跟我们同在这种事情。
Taking care of us.
一直照顾着我们。
We honor God as God of the universe.
我们尊荣神，因为神是宇宙万物的神。
But we also honor Him as King.
但是我们也是尊重他，因为他是我们的王。
And King has a level of authority in it.
那王他是有一个权柄的。
When you're honoring someone as God, you're honoring Him for who He is and all that He's done.
那我们尊崇神的话，我们是尊崇他，因为他做了这些伟大的事情。
When you honor Him as King, you're honoring Him for His place of authority in our lives.
如果我们把他当王去尊崇他的话，那我们是尊崇他的权柄。
You honor Him because He is the one who decides what's right and wrong.
因为我们尊崇他，因为他决定好坏对错。
He's the one who maintains justice in our lives.
他是维持我们生命中的这个公义。
He's the one who guides us in our lives.
他引导我们。
And so as God, He is the source of our morality.
那身为神，他是我们道德这些知识的来源。
He doesn't just tell us what's right and wrong.
他不只是告诉我们什么是对，什么是错。
Everything about God is good and right.
每一件关乎神的事情都是好，都是对的。
And so He is, who He is our source of right and wrong.
是他的本质就是我们是认识好坏对错的来源。
And this is the truth. Whoever is the source of your morality is your God.
所以你的好坏对错这些道德是从哪里来的？这个东西就是你的神。
So if you decide what's right and wrong based on how it's going to affect your bank account,Then your bank account is your God.
对，你如果决定是非的方式是看你的银行账户，那银行账户就是你的神。
If you decide what's right and wrong based on how it's going to affect your career, then your career is your God.
如果你决定好坏是非的这个标准是你的工作的话，那这个工作就是你的神。
If you decide what's right and wrong based on what will make you more popular, then popularity is your God.
如果你决定是非方式是怎么让我变得更受欢迎，那受欢迎这个东西就是你的神。
If you decide what's right and wrong based on what you think, then you're your God.
如果你是完全靠自己去决定是非的话，那你自己就是神。
We have such an easy time making idols and replacing God with them.
我们要创造这些偶像，然后去取代神，对我来说非常简单。
I forget who it was, but some famous theologian whose books I've read said, you know, our hearts are like an idol factory.
我忘记这有一个神学家，他有说我们心就像是这个偶像的工厂。
Rather than going to God as God and saying, God, what do you think is right and wrong? We go to every other thing.
我们不去跟神说哦，神你是神，然后你决定是非。我们就要去每一个偶像去做这件事情。
And then God is as King, He's the one who directs our lives.
那神身为一个王呢，他是引导我们生命的王。
So we honor God by walking in obedience to Him.
所以我们遵从他是，我们顺服他。
So God, what do you want me to do?
你说是神，你想要我做什么
？Where do you want me to head?
你想要我去哪里
？This is what honor is.
这就是遵从。
It's personal.
这是个人关系。
Verse 2,
第二节。
I will praise you every day. Yes, I will praise you forever.
你说我要天天称颂你，也要永永远远赞美你的名。
Okay. And so here's two things, always and forever.
所以这边有说，他说天天，然后永永远远。
For those who were back in the 80s, is that an 80s song?
对，这八零年代有一首歌，然后就是这样。
What's that?
I don't know the song.
Darren's got
it. I'm not alive back then.
We're going to encourage Darren. He's getting there. But you know, always means every moment.
他这边说天天就是每一个时刻。
On our good days and our bad days.
不管你今天是好的一天还是坏的一天
we honor God.
我们都是要荣耀神。
On Sunday, when we're all here amongst those that honor God, we honor Him.
在礼拜天，我们跟大家荣耀神的一天聚会，我们荣耀神。
On Mondays, when we're back at work, we honor God.
我们礼拜一回到职场的时候，我们也是荣耀神。
On the days when things go our way, we honor Him.
那如果有一天今天很顺利的话，我们荣耀神。
On the days when things don't go our way, we honor Him.
如果不顺利的话，我们也是荣耀神。
And this is.Not just because God needs honor, but it's what helps us to mature.
并不是说神是很需要这个荣耀，但是是让我们变得更成熟的方式。
See, maturity and character is just simply doing the right thing regardless of the circumstance.
我们的成熟度和品格就是我们不管什么情况，我们都是要做对的事情。
Regardless of how we feel,
不管我们现在的感受是什么。
That's why, like when you get married, they say in sickness and in health, in riches and in poor.
所以就是结婚的时候，我要结婚誓言，不是说不管我现在是生病是健康的，不管我们现在是贫穷的或者是富有的。
Because you're making a commitment to say, I'm always going to treat my wife or my spouse with love, regardless of how I feel or regardless of how the circumstances.
你是要做一个承诺，对你的这个配偶做一个承诺，说不管我现在感觉是什么，不管我现在遇到什么情况，我都是要爱你。
And this is actually God's intention of the person that we should grow up to be.
但是神对我们每一个人都是有这样子的心意。
God wants us all to be mature.
神希望我们变得更成熟。
To be good people regardless of how we feel.
不管我们现在感受是什么，都希望我们成为一个好的人。
To act right regardless of our circumstances.
不管我们现在遇到什么情况，我们都是要做对的事。
So today you get to help us preach, turn to your neighbor and say,God wants you to be mature.
所以现在可以跟左右邻居说，神希望你变得更成熟。
Amen.
Amen.
This is what we're going to do as a church, right?
所以作为教会，我们就是要做这样的事，对吧？
I love that, you know, when we were going through the New Testament, rarely do you hear who the pastor of a church was.
所以你在读新约圣经的时候，你从来不会听说一个教会他的牧师是谁。
Because the highlight of the church is not the pastor.
教会里面最重要的这个亮点并不是牧师。
It's all of us helping each other to walk with God.
是我们彼此帮助对方去跟随神啊。
That's what the body of Christ looks like.
是肢体的意思。
So we do team preaching.
所以我们就一起来讲道。
So every day, always means every day we honor God, we live right.
他这边都说天天就是每一天我们都要活出神的样式。
And forever means that's going to be our choice every day from now going forward.
那这边永永远远就是说从今天到永远我每天都要做这样的决定。
It's like on our wedding day, my wife and I, we made that commitment to love each other, but we also made a commitment to say every morning,We're going to wake up and choose each other all over again.
所以那时候我跟我太太结婚的那天，我们做了这个承诺，说我们彼此要相爱，但是我们也是说每一天早上，当我们刚起来的时候，我们都是要重新做这个决定。
And so we say, God, regardless of the day, I'm going to honor you.
所以我对神说，我不管今天是什么样子的一天，我都是要荣耀你。
And from now till the day I die, I'm going to choose to honor.
从今天到我离开世界的那一天，我都是要选择荣耀。
Always and forever.
只是天天，永永远远。
Song by Heatwave for those of you who are.
那是以前的那首歌
，But the Bible said it first.
对，但是圣经先说的。
All right, let's go. Verse 3 here. says, great is the Lord, he is most worthy of praise, no one can measure his greatness.
这边说耶和华本为大，该受大赞美，其大无法测度。
His greatness is unknown, it's unknowable.
他的伟大是未知，是我们无法去测度的。
It's immeasurable.
我们无法测量这个伟大。
There's no limit to God's greatness.
神他的伟大是没有限制的。
And what that means is no matter how bad things get,
这个是什么意思呢？就是说不管事情现在是多么的糟糕。
God is greater.
神他还是更伟大的。
So no matter how big your obstacle is in your life,
所以不管你现在遇到阻碍是多么的高大。
No matter how deep the wound is in your life,
不管你生命中的这个伤是多么的深。
No matter how massive the problem is facing you,
不管你现在面对的问题是多么的庞大。
Or how far you feel to have fallen short of what you need,
或是你觉得你现在多么的脆弱。
God is able.
神他有办法。
God is greater.
他神是更伟大。
You can trust him.
你可以信任他。
You can turn to him.
你可以转向他。
You can rely on him.
你可以依靠他。
But you'll never understand him.
但是你没办法完全的去了解他。
Because he is unknown. He is beyond our ability to comprehend.
他是未知，他无法真的去了解他。
It doesn't mean that we don't keep getting to know him.
那并不是代表说我们不要一直去更加认识他。
We'll be searching out his incredible wisdom, goodness,all that he is for the rest of eternity.
就是我们永生都是要一直去认识他的伟大，他的智慧，他的良善。
God has so much more than we could ever comprehend.
神他所拥有的是我们现在无法了解的。
Yeah, I love how it's kind of a popular thing, right, for people to have bucket lists.
所以我觉得有一个很受欢迎，就是他有一个清单，就是他在死之前想要做什么事情。
And as you approach my age, the retirement age.
如果你跟我一样大，就是一个快退休的年纪。
All your friends are retiring.
或者是你的朋友现在开始在退休。
And they're all, you know,bucket list. I did this.
然后就看到他们的清单说，哦，做这个也做那个。
Social media is all about bucket list.
然后这个社交媒体上全部都是找这个清单。
I went to this place.
我去了这里。
Oh man, that's on my bucket list too now.
哦，这是我现在要把它放在我清单上。
I had this experience.
然后说，哦，我经历了这个。
I'm going to add that to my bucket list.
啊，我这个也要把它放在我清单上。
And you know, sometimes we think, oh man, life, I gotta experience more bucket lists.
那有时候我说，我身边说，哦，我要经历更多上这些清单上的事情。
We lived in New York before moving here, New York City.
就是我们来到这边之前，我们那时候住在纽约。
And eating there is amazing.
那在这边吃东西是很棒的一件事。
And some friends would say, we're going to A through Z. We're trying to every week we go to a different letter restaurant.
都有些朋友说字母 A 到 Z， 都每一个礼拜我都要去不同的一间。
I've been through A to Z twice, three times, five times now.
对，就从 A 到 Z， 然后我这边吃了大概两三回。
And others are like top 10 restaurants in New York.
然后是这个在纽约的前十大餐厅。
You want to go eat at them all?
那我全部都要吃一遍。
Use my whole life savings.
是的，我用我全部的存款。我把它吃一遍。
My wife and I, we didn't even start that one.
对啊，对啊，我跟我太太，我没有做这件事情啊，没办法。
For other people,
对，其他人去做就好了。
But you know, here's the deal. You might think, man, there's all these incredible places to visit that I haven't yet seen.
所以你可能会想说，哇，很多这些很棒的地方我都还没有去过。
You might say, I'm going to live my life trying to visit all these amazing countries.
或者你说，我这一生我就是要去这些很棒的国家。
But one of the things I decided long ago is if God created all of this,
我在很久以前做一个决定说，如果神他真的创造这些东西
，and He had all of eternity to create even more,
他有时间其实可以创造更多的东西。
I'm going to have all of eternity to go visit places that far outshine what I could even see here on earth.
但有在永恒其实是可以去更多这些在我这个世界上没办法看到的东西。
And so it's going to be okay if I miss a few bucket list places in order to follow him and serve him here on earth.
所以如果清单上有一些东西没有完成，但没有关系，我还是可以把我的生命献给他。
Because I guarantee you, heaven is going to be better than this.
我跟你保证说，天堂绝对比这个世界还好太多。
And God is creating amazing things for you, places for you to visit.
所以神他会创造很多地方让你可以去拜访。
So turn to your neighbor.
所以还是可以转到你左右邻居。
God has amazing things in store for you.
神他预备很棒的东西给你。
That's what the Bible says.
是圣经说的。
Beyond what you could ask or imagine.
是你没办法想象，你没办法去想象的东西，他都要给你。
All right, verse 4. Let each generation tell its children of your mighty acts. Let them proclaim your power.
这边第四节说，这一代要对那一代称颂你的，颂赞你的作为，他们要传扬你的大能。
And so here it says, it's really all about relationships with people.
我们这边讲的是跟人的这个关系。
Those that we we do the mission together with.
就是跟你一起做宣教工作的人。
Because it says, let each generation.
他这边说每一代。
And so this is our current generation of church at Every Nation Taipei.
那现在在我们这个教会，这边是我们这一代。
But there are generations to follow us.
但是我们会有更多一代一代的接下去。
Others who've never even met Jesus yet.
就还没有认识的耶稣的人。
Others who haven't found the church home yet.
他们还没有找到教会的人。
And we who share in this, the wonderful good news of Jesus and the fellowship of the body of Christ.
他们还没有找到这个是属神的家庭。
We need to share that to the next generation.
我们要跟下一代去分享这些。
Of believers.
那么是已经信的人
of every nation members
还有每一个 every nation 的成员
and encourage them to begin to be missionaries
那我们也要鼓励他们去变成宣教士
share that to the next generation and let them proclaim your power
还是说跟下一代去分享这些事情然后那一代可以再去分享
神大 so being missionaries is both a personal but also a corporate thing
所以转宣教这件事情是个人但是也是群体的
verse 5
好，第五节。
I will meditate on your majestic, glorious splendor and your wonderful miracles.
你们说，他们要述说你威严荣耀的尊荣，我要默念你奇妙的作为。
So, honoring begins in our thinking.
那我们荣耀神是从我们的思想开始。
You know, the world seems to think that it's okay to act really nice to people while thinking something else about them.
这个世界好像觉得说，我们只要外在。表现出来是好的，但是内心想的是没有关系的。
But God's encouragement is in to live life in a different way.
但是神他鼓励我们要用不同的生命去活出来。
Start setting our minds to honor people even before we ever meet them.
所以我们在认识其他人之前，我们在我们的心中、思想中就要开始荣耀他们。
So the Bible says we owe everybody love.
圣经上说我们亏欠每一个人的是爱啊。
In other words, God's intention is that everyone we meet, we should already love them.
神他对我们期待说我们认识每个人的时候都已经要爱他们
Everyone we meet before we even know them We should choose to respect and honor them
所以我们认识他们之前我们就要选择去尊重他们
Before a day begins We choose to already honor God
所以我们还没有开始一天还没有开始的时候我们就要选择去
And that's why we start our Sunday service with worship
那是为什么我们每个礼拜聚会的时候一开始都是敬拜
Because we don't want to wait and see Well let's see if God heals me Or let's see if the pastor preaches a good word That stirs me Then I'll worship God
那并不是说我等说啊，看我今天看看神会不会医治我看看今天牧师讲到怎么样啊，我再去选择要去荣耀神
And that should be our every morning habit
所以我们每一天早上我们的习惯都应该是这样
Actually the Jews used to read this chapter 3 times a day
所以以前他们犹太人他会看这篇诗篇每一天都会看三次
They practice reading this twice in the morning and once at night
他们早上会读两次然后晚上读一次
So that you set your heart already to honor God before your day even begins
所以我们一天还没有开始的时候我们的心就已经转向神
So I'll make that a daily habit to just begin to choose in your mind I'm going to honor God today whatever happens
所以每一天从你的思想开始做这个决定说不管发生什么事情我都是要荣耀神
because out of that honoring God will allow you then to treat others with honor
是从这个荣耀神开始我们就可以去尊荣其他人
verse 6 your awe-inspiring deeds will be on every tongue I will proclaim your greatness
人要传讲你可畏的能力我也要传扬你的伟大
And so honor also needs to be in our words.
所以荣耀神也是从我们言语开始。
Speak words of honor.
所以我们要说这个荣耀的言语。
Proclaim the goodness of God.
要宣告神的福音。
When was the last time you shared with someone the good news about Jesus?
你上次跟其他人分享福音是什么时候呢？
Just yesterday, Mandy, who's part of our SLT on the Chinese side.
昨天我们的 Mandy, 我们的王明在我们开会的时候。
She was sharing how she got to share the good news of Jesus with her aunt.
那她跟我分享说，她跟她的姑姑还是阿姨分享福音。
And so her aunt became a Christian.
所以然后这个阿姨变成了基督徒。
And her aunt now her eternal destiny has been changed.
她的这个阿姨永恒的这个生命都已经被改变了。
That's something the Bible says that.The host of heaven celebrated last night.
圣经上说，就是在这个时候，全部的天使、天兵都在庆祝。
And so I think it's good for us to celebrate this morning. Praise God! 我们
今天要庆祝这件事情。
Coming to know Jesus.
Many 的阿姨哈，她认识了神。
Joining with heaven, and our desire is to give heaven a lot of opportunities to have a party.
但是我们的希望就是我们这天堂有很多机会去庆贺。
But we have to just get in the habit of sharing the good news about Jesus.
但是我们要养成这个习惯，去分享神的福音。
In my connect group, this past week, we were talking about that.
所以我在我的小组上礼拜我们在讲这个话题。
And we're sharing how, you know, all of our friends, they know we're Christians.
所以我们的朋友他们都认识到我们是基督徒。
They can see that in our social media.
可以从我们的这个社交软体上看到。
But when was the last time that when we're just hanging out, just started talking about how good Jesus is?
但是我们如果大家在一起，然后我在讲神他多么伟大，这是什么时候呢？
Because as we're thinking about the conversations we have with our friends and coworkers, it seems like it's all about, you know, what are we doing for our health? What are we doing for our finances? What are we doing in our career? What's the latest restaurant we ate at?
对，但是我们想到我们跟其他同事的对话，好像都是我们最近吃的餐厅是什么啊？然后最近又发生什么有趣的事情？这些的东西。
And we proclaim the good news about a lot of things.
So 我们分享的是很多不同的福音。
We celebrate that the new Taipei City Kings won the championship this year.
So, good news. 我们新北的这个篮球队他们赢了他们比赛。
For those who don't know, Clay, one of our church members, a missionary here, is that he's the health and wellness or something.Coach, but he's really the chaplain. He's like their pastor.
对，我们这边的议员 Clay， 他是这个篮球队的这个算是教练，不过他是牧师的角色。
But we want to be those that talk about the good news about Jesus.
但是我们要当这些这个做宣讲神福音的人。
That's how we honor God.
这是我们荣耀神的方式。
Last verse.
好，最后一节。
Everyone will share the story of your wonderful goodness.They will sing with joy about your righteousness.
他们要将你可纪念的大恩传开，必要高唱你的公义。
And in the end, that's really what it all comes back to.
那最后我们都回到这一点。
Sharing the good news about Jesus.
在分享耶稣基督的福音。
That's why we do church.
这是为什么我们有教会。
It's celebrating what Jesus came to do.
所以我们要庆祝耶稣所在我们当中做的一切。
That the whole point of Christianity.
是基督徒这个最重要的一部分
is that God created us for a relationship with Him.
神创造我们是要跟他有关这个关系
And because of the sin in our hearts, we constantly replace that relationship with other things.
所以因为我们心中的罪，我们一直想要取代神
This is what we call sin.
就是罪
And sin condemns us to hell.
罪定罪我们，让我们会下到地狱
Because honestly, eternity is just a confirmation of the relationships we've chosen here on earth.
但所以我们永恒发生什么事情，其实就是决定我们在这一生做了什么。
And if we've chosen to ignore and disrespect God throughout our lives here on earth, why would we want to spend eternity with Him?
所以我们这一生如果都是选择我们不尊重他、不荣耀、不顺服他，那为什么我们永生会想要跟他在一起
？That's like if I told my wife, you know, I want to marry you.
所以就像是我跟我太太说，哎，我想要跟你结婚。
And so a year from now we'll get married.
所以一年后我们会结婚。
But in between, you know, I got a lot of other girls I want to hang out with.
但是这一年呢，我很多其他的女性朋友想跟他们在一起。
Once we're married, I mean, I'm really serious. Once we're married, it'll just be you.
那当我们结婚以后，我就只剩下你哦，跟你保证。
And yet somehow we think God's going to be really pleased with that.
但为什么我觉得神好像
God
这件事是好，他是 OK 的。
I want to spend eternity with you.
他跟神说，哦，我永恒都要跟你在一起。
But here on earth, there's just a lot of other gods I want to check out.
但是在这一生呢，我好像很多其他的神或偶像，我想要去看他们。
I want to check out, you know, how money does as my God and how popularity does my God.
然后要试试看说金钱啊，或是这个名声啊，可不可以做我的神
？And that's why, but the great thing is God gives us what He calls repentance.
这是为什么神给我们叫做悔改的这东西
？Jesus died on the cross so that no matter how many times we offend God.God will forgive us.
所以耶稣在十字架上死，所以我们不管得罪神多少次，神他都可以赦免我们。
Into relationship with
him. 那我们可以回到跟他的关系中。
So I'll just close the sermon by just let's bow our heads.
所以今天呢，我们做结尾的时候，我们一起先低头
，and pray this prayer together.
我们一起来做这个祷告。
Dear Lord Jesus, we come to you today.
主，我们来到你面前。
And we thank you for your life given for us.
我们真的感谢你，因为你把你的生命献给我们。
We confess that it's so easy to put other idols in place of you.
我们承认，我们真的非常容易用其他偶像来取代你。
Lord, forgive us of our sins.
主啊，请赦免我们的罪。
We thank you for the blood of Jesus on the cross that washes away our sins.
谢谢你，耶稣，你在十字架上的宝血是洗净我们一切的罪。
And Lord, help us to live lives that honor you.
主啊，帮助我们去活出一个荣耀你的生命。
With our thoughts,
用我们的思想
with our words,
用我们的言语,
with our deeds,
用我们的行为,
we invite you to come and be our God and our King.
我们邀请你做我们的神, 做我们的王。
In Jesus' name we pray.
奉主耶稣的名,
Amen.
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 Thank you for listening. We pray this message spoke to you and built your faith. For more messages like this, visit our website at everynationtaipei.com. You can also send a prayer request and reach out to us anytime. God bless you. Till next time.